Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. A high-risk offender who's been on the run for several days is back in police custody this afternoon. 44-year-old Tyrone Corbett was located by police on Marquis Street in Bentley a short time ago. He had been walking through the grounds of Canning College. He had cut off his monitoring bracelet last week, weeks after being released from prison. The first formal steps towards a voice to Parliament have taken place in Canberra this morning. The legislation formally read into the lower house with a vote due in June, the referendum to be held sometime between October and December. PM Anthony Albanese telling 10 it's a simple but important change being proposed to the Constitution.
This won't make a difference to most Australians' lives in a practical sense. They won't be impacted by this, but it might just make a difference to one of the most disadvantaged groups in our society.
Homicide Squad detectives have charged a 42-year-old prisoner with murder over the death of Ashley Brofo at Hakea Prison. 40-year-old was found unresponsive in his cell earlier this month. The accused is set to appear in Armidale Court via video link tomorrow. The federal government has unveiled more upgrades to the MyGov app, with a digital version of the Medicare card now available. The card has protections against fraud and theft, including a hologram and a QR code. And the number of job vacancies across Australia has dropped a little. ABS data out today showing vacancies down 1% over the last quarter. A bigger decline in WA, though, down 15%. In sport, the Perth Wildcats have thanked Luke Travis for his service after he told the club today he's keen to move on. The West Aussie now exploring options with other clubs as a free agent. The West Coast Eagles will be hoping for more of the same as derby fever builds. The Eagles coming off a strong win against GWS. Liam Duggan says they want to keep things simple against Fremantle on Sunday.
Win the footy, get it forward and let our forwards get to work, and we played some front half footy, which was really nice.
And 4 days of F1 underway in Melbourne with the Australian Grand Prix.